Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara has a discussion as to whether Ketores is considered Kedushas Damim or Kedushas Haguf. As we know, there are two types of Hekdesh. That which is Kedushas Haguf, which includes anything that could be used for a carbon, including behemoth or ifas, wine, incense, and so on and so forth. Kedushas Damim is monetary Kedusha. This type of Kedushin could generally be redeemed. In the sugya of Ketores, Tosfos brings down that the 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th years of the 19-year cycle were leap years, with one extra month added in each of those years. Even though only 368 mana of Ketores were prepared, and such years were approximately 384 days long, there were leftover Ketores from previous years, which were only 354 days. So if they made 368 mana every year, they had several left over, and those were saved up for the leap years where they actually did not have enough. Karbonos usually become pasul belinas laila. However, Ketores does not, ha'il v'tzu rasa b'chol hashana, since it does not become stale. Lev based in Masna works when one says Lidmei Nesachim. However, if one says Lidmei Oila, it's Kedushas Haguf, and it would not work. It also doesn't work by a lost behema because it's Leishriach. We also say Lev based in Masna that the Paraduma could be redeemed, Hail V'damea Yikaran. Even if it dies, it's redeemable not only to be able to be Meichel, to Klavim, but also for its Oira, its hide. Biechanan says, Tmidin Shlehutzrachul Tzibur, the daily carbon tamid that was not needed, A Niftin Tmimim, is Ladivir Rib Shimon. According to Rib Shimon, they cannot be redeemed unblemished. Lefi Lechachamim, they could be. The Gemara in Daf Yud Bey says that the Shitas Rabbanan is Gemara Gmirile. However, there's no recorded Mishnah or Brisa that says this is a Shita. Lefi Rib Shimon, that which we do not say lay based in mas and alayan, what then is done with the leftovers? Mekatzin bohen es hamizbeach. It's brought as a voluntary carbon oila shel tzibur. However, by sire chatos, there is no kitz hamizbeach begufan, only bidmeyan. This means we wait until it gets a mum, sell it, and use the money for karbonis. Mida raisa chatos after kapara could be brought as an ola. However, the rabbanon were geyser la'achar kapara, atu lifnei kapara. People may come to use the chatas even before kapara for an ola, which cannot be done. This would apply to a par usir shayem kippurim that was lost and replaced with others. If you were Shimon, the originals could not be brought as an ola, even after the kapara of the second set, because of this gezerah. This is also true by an Asham Shemesu Bailov or Nischapru Bailov. We cannot allow the actual carbon to be brought as an ola. Rather, Rabbi Shua says we let it graze until it has a mum, and then we sell it, and with the money we bring an ola. The leftover carbonus were brought at the end of the year as Kayetz Kibnei Shuach L'Mizbeach, like white figs that people ate for dessert. The word Kayetz refers to the summer fruits that were eaten as dessert. This is how the word kayetz refers to summer itself. There is a law in the Torah that dvash cannot be brought al gabei hamizbeach. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Ein mekitzin ba'olas ha'if." These halachas don't apply to the oila of the bird offerings. Rava argues and says they do apply. The maskana we say that ma'ida Rav Shimon b'seir, if it was loikar b'regel, bring it b'rosh chaydish. If not rosh chaydish, bring it by Yom Kippur. If not Yom Kippur, bring it by regal. And if not this regal, bring it on a different regal. The Mishnah said for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the Sira Nasa B'Fnim was Mechaper. This is learned from the Pasuk V'Chiper Al HaKadosh Mitumais B'nei Yisrael, where we mention Pshaim Chataos. Pshaim are Meradim, those who rebel and do it B'mezid. Chataos are for those that do it b'shaygeg. Averis kalis are asei v'lois asei. Averus Chamurais are Kares and Mrs. Beistin. The Mishnah explained that the Seir La'azazel is Mechaper. What's the case? If there's no tshuva, the Seir is worthless because Zavach Rashaim Tayeva. If tshuva was done, you don't need Yom Kippur. Any day it will work. The Gemara answers, it's a case where he didn't do tshuva, and this is the Shita of Rebbe, who says on Daf Yud Gimel that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Bein Shasa Tshuva, Bein Shaloyasa Tshuva, for all Averis except for Parik Ol. Person does not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Megala Panabat Torah, he makes fun of the Torah, or made for Bris Babasar, he does not have a Mila. By these, and only these, does a person need Tshuva and Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. Otherwise, Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. Rabbanon hold, these Averis are different in that Misa is not Memarik and does not cleanse oneself from these Averis without Tshuva. Tikaris teaches us, even Lailam Haba, unless there is tshuva. Generally, we say, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehudihi. However, the Gemara says that we have a stira in Sifras. One says that the Pasuk of Ach Be'eser L'Chodesh HaShvi'i Hazeh is coming to be Memayit in Yom Kippur, that it's not Mechaper for those who are not Chayzeh B'tshuva. Another Sifra says that from the Pasuk Yom Kippurim Hu, Yom Kippur is Mechaper even for someone who does not fast, and who does malacha, and for someone who is not kara mikra kodesh. According to Rashi, kara mikra kodesh means one is mechuyev to be makabel Yom Kippur with the brachas mekadesh Yisrael v'yom kippurim. Bagos on the side learned one needs a ksus nekiya, a clean Shabbos beged. In any case, it's mashma that hu adin, if he doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper. The Gemara answers this sifra that says Yom Kippur is Mechaper Mikol Makom Yishitas Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it comes out that Yom Kippur would be Mechaper even for one who actually eats on Yom Kippur, unless he ate and instantaneously choked, not allowing a second of Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, or if he ate right before the end of Yom Kippur, where again, there's no time for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. Ritvaz Medayik from our Gemara, that every second of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, since if only the last second would be Mechaper, the Gemara could have given a simpler case, where he ate on Yom Kippur and died sometime during the day before it ended. Taisus disagrees and holds that only the last second is Mechaper. Yushalmi, in the first parak of Shavuos, Halacha Vav, discusses this issue, Ayin Sham. There's Machlokes Tanoim regarding specific kaparas of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda learns out of the Pasuk V'chiper Es Mikdash that all Yidin, Kahanim, Levim, the Yisraelim, are Mechaper on Shara Averus with the Seir HaMishtaleach. Reb Shimon argues and holds that Kahanim are not Mechaper on Shara Averus with the Seir HaMishtaleach, but rather with the Parei Shal Arei. Both Tanaim agree that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the Kahanim are Mechaper with the Parei Shal Arei, and the Yisraelim with the Seir HaPnimi. From the Pasuk in Tehillim, Beis Arein Baruch Hu Es Hashem, we see that all Kahanim are referred to as Beis Shal Arein. Therefore, the V'chiper Ba'adai U'va'ad Beisai by Avodas Yom Kippur can refer to all Kahanim. The Seir HaPnimi and La'azazel must be Shava B'mara U'va'kayma U'va'daman. They must look alike, have the same height, and the same price. Rashi and Yuma explains looking alike means having the same color. Daf Yodalim. The Seir Pnimi was funded by all of Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Umeis Adas B'nei Yisrael. However, the Parashal Aaron was funded by the Kohen Gadol himself. The other Kahanim could not even chip in. The Torah repeats Asher Lai for a third time to teach us that this was Ma'akev B'diyavin. The Parashal Aaron had two viduyin of the Kohen Gadol, as well as one Zrika. The Parak ends by saying, Mutav Yavai Zakai, the Kohen Gadol first was Mechaper on himself, with the Vidui for himself and his bias, making him into a Zakai. Once he was a Zakai, he was Misvada on behalf of the other Kahanim. The second parak begins with the Mishnah listing various cases of Karban Oilav Yared. These include where he forgot he was Tameh and entered the Mikdash or Eid Kachim, or he remembered he was tamei but forgot the food he was eating was kashim, or forgot he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. Entering the Beis HaMikdash included the extended Azara. The Azara in Yerushalayim could only be extended with a Melech, Navi, Urim Betumim, Sanhedrin, Shir, based in Mahalchin, Ushtei Taitus Achrein, V'chol Yisrael Achareihem. The Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, notes that the Azara could be extended only as far as Har HaBayis. Yerushalayim could go as far as the Sanhedrin called for. If a person became Tamei, the Beis HaMikdash, and he took the quickest route out, he's Pater. However, if he waits, B'kadei Hishtachava, or he takes the longer route, he's Chayiv. During Tashmish Shamita with the Tahira, the Isha says Nitmesi, and his Pirish Miyad, and this is the exact opposite halacha, and it's Bichayev Achatas. The Gemara elaborates that Lamaisa Yediyah Shtayim Shehem Tamni. There are really 8 cases of Tumah that require an Oil of Yerid. According to one Teretz, the Mishnah which says Shtayim Shehem Arba was referring to the 4 cases that Tumas Mikdash are a chiddush vis-a-vis other Averis, in that by Tumah he also needs the idea beforehand, whereas B'chol HaTaira he does not. The Gemara says every schoolchild knows the halacha that a sheretz is tameh. There's a shaila if a person was naga b'tumah that was the size of an adasha, and he forgot whether or not adasha is metameh, does he need an oil of yairit? The Gemara blives with a teiku. If a person didn't know where the mikdash was and he entered the area, do we say since he knew it existed, it's called the yediyah? Or since he didn't know the exact location, it's not a yediyah. Teiku. Daf Tezvav. The various tnoim for extending the azara are learnt out of the pasuk Kachal asher ani mara oischa istabnis hamishkon istabnis kol keila v'chein ta'asu. Chein Tasu teaches us with Dairus. Kol HaKelim Sha'asan Moshe Mishichasan Mikadshasan. Mesh Rabbeinu anointed all of the Klei HaMishkan. Mikan Ve'elech Avaydasan Mikadshasan. From then on, the Kelim became Kodesh by actually using them. They did not require anointing. When the Mishnah says Shtei Taitis were necessary by the extension of the Azara, only the Lachmei Taita were brought in the procession, not the Basar. The famous saying, Echad HaMarbe v'Echad HaMamid uvilvad shechavet es libo l'avim sheba shamayim, is learned out of the fact it says, Yishei reich nichayach by oilas ha'if, by oilas behema, and by mincha. Even though they were different in size, they are all considered reich nichayach in the eyes of the Ribbono shel Olam. In the Karban Taida, there were esrim yisaron used, 10 for chametz and 10 for matzah. The matzah had 3 minim, Chalos, Rikikin, and Revucha. According to many, the Chalos had olive oil added to the dough, Rikikin had oil applied following the baking, and Revuchos were first boiled and then baked. In addition, they contained twice as much oil as the Chalos. Rav Rachama says, Ein Hazara Miskadeshes Ela B'Shiyari Mincha. The Shiyari Mincha may only be eaten in the Hazara. If it's removed, it becomes Pasul. Lachmei Taida may be eaten throughout Yerushalayim and become nifsal if they leave, just like any other kachim kalim. It is also to be mach mitzvah karban mincha. This applies to the shiari mincha as well. The Gemara says, being mekadesh the mikdash must be on the day it is built. The Gemara says, ein binyan beis hamikdash doicha yontif, ve'ein binyan beis hamikdash belaylo. The shiur of the karban taida was accompanied with various musical instruments, including kinnaris, harps, tzeltzelin, nevalin, and they would also sing various parts of Tehillim. Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, Yoshev B'Seser, is called Shir Shal Negoim, as it says, V'nega lo yikrov ba'alecha. Some say it's called Shir Shal Pegoim. Also, lisrapais b'divrei Torah. However, to protect oneself, it is mutter. If one spits over a makkah and says divrei Torah lisrapais, two Kohanim carried the Lachmei Taida. One Mandamer holds they were side by side. The other Mandamer holds they were one behind the other. Daf Tazayin. That which the Mishnah says one of the Lachmei Taida is eaten, the other is burned, is based on the Nevi'im Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. According to Rav Huna, all the Tanaim in the Mishnah were necessary. Ezra had no Urim V'Tumim, so obviously he did this as a Zecher Ba'alma, because Ba'emes, Kedush Rishayna, Kidshul L'Shaita, V'Kidshul L'Asid Lavai. Rav Nachman holds, one of the Tanaim is enough, because Kedush Rishayna, Kidshul L'Shaita, V'Loy L'Asid Lavai. Ezra had no Urim V'Tumim, so Al Karchach, one thing had to have been enough. Rashi brings down that there were five things not in the Bayis Sheni: Eish, Shechina, Aron, Urim V'Tumim, and Ruach HaKodesh. There were two Bitzin, two marshes, Bahara Mishcha. The lower one was Niskacha B'chol Elu, and the upper one was Ayideh the Oile Goyla. Rabbi Lazar said, when they built the Heichal, they set up curtains inside of what was to be the wall of the Heichal, and outside of what was to be the wall of the Azara. Yeshua said one could be Makriv Karbanos on the Makom HaMikdash even without the Beis HaMikdash, eat Kadshei Kadshim in the area of the Azara without the Kalaim, and eat Maaser Sheni and Kadshim Kalim in Yerushalayim even without a wall. This is because Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha La'asid Lavai. B'Shmol Rabbi Yossi said that any city where one has a Mesarah Me'avei Secha, that it was Mukefas Chayma Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun, one should be knowing the following mitzvahs: Bata Arachayma, Shuluach Mitzarayim, and Ein Oisin Migrushayim Sada. The Mikdash is referred to as Mishkan, and Mishkan is referred to as Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called Kedushas Olam. Tosfos learns this means the third Beis HaMikdash, B'mehera B'yameinu, cannot possibly be built at a different location. Kriya means kneeling. Ishtachava is bowing on one's knees, and Kida is on one's face. There's a machloikas if the Shir Ishtachava Kedei Pishat Yodayev Raglayim is as long as the entire pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis, which begins V'chol B'nei Yisrael Rayim B'redes Eish and so on, or just half the pasuk. Rav is also machalik between if he bowed klape pnim or klape chutz. Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara blibes teku as to whether or not one needs shehiel amalkus or not. If one is tola atzmai ba'avir azara, he suspends himself in midair. Is he chayef for shehiel? If one is metame himself b'mezid in the Beis HaMikdash, is he chayef immediately or does he need shehiel? Does a nazir in the Beis HaKvaros require shehiel to be chayef or not? Where ends up with a teku on all of these shailas. That which a person is potter if he goes b'derech tzara is even if he takes short steps and walks very slow. However, the Gemara is mesupik if he made short stops that are mitzaref l'kadesh shehiyah. Rabba says even if he runs on the derech arucha and he does it as fast as if he would gone b'derech tzara, he's still chayiv. If one was tamei and took the derech tzara, then on the way out he stopped to turn over with a fork the karbonis on the mizbeach, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. The same is true of a czar who turns over the carbon, thereby causing it to burn quicker. If someone entered backwards a bayis that had tzaras, he only becomes tamei after his entire body gets inside. Kagan halalu ein oichlin sham kachay kachim ve'en sheichlim sham kachim kalim. Tamei shenichlis derech gagin lehechal potter. Tamei enters via the roof, he's potter, because the Torah says, HaLamikdash loisavai, only derech bia asra Torah. One can be chayiv if he is baal anida two chatos, one for knisa and the other for prisha. A husband must be parish from his wife, samach levest. This means if she saw on Lamashal Yudalad ear during the night, he has to be parish from her on the night of Yudalad Sivan. If she saw with an interval of 24 days, she has to be parish 24 days later. If either of these occur 3 months in a row, she creates a vest kavua. She must be chayshish for the next 3 months. A woman must be baidik herself at the beginning and the end of the oina of her vest. In addition, by a vest which is not kavua, she must be chayshid for the 30th day. This is called oina beninus. In our Gemara, we say that even if one is baal ishtai samach levest, because he thought she wouldn't see b'shas tashmis, she sees. He's called a shogeg and would be chayev achatas. It's not a mezid because he didn't purposely have tashmish with the nida. It's not an oinis because if he's a Talmud Chacham, he should have known not to have Tashmish. Daf Yud Ches. A husband is Chayev Beis Chatos, where he knew the halacha of vest, but didn't know the halacha that if the Isha says, I'm Tomei, he should not be Parish Miyad. According to one pshat, if he finds Dam on his cloth after Tashmish, and it's Samach Levest, he's Chayev Chatos. If the Isha says B'shas Tashmish, she's Tmeya, he should be Noitz Eser Sparno Bekarka, Ad Sheyomus V'tuve, and it will be good for him. Rava brings a raya from here that if one has Tashmish with an Erva, Be'ever Meis, he's Potter. The word Loisik Rav can also mean not to withdraw oneself. Rabbi Yoshiah says that the Pasuk, V'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, is coming to tell us sheyifreshu min ha-shayseyan samach levestan for a period of one oina. Agmar seems to indicate that vestas are deraisa. This is the opinion of various Rishonim, including Ramban and the Ra'ah. The Rajba, Ravid, and Ran all hold Agmar is merely an asmachta. Really, vestas are only drabana. Other Rishonim hold that Vesta Erisa is only during the period, during that hour that she actually saw. The rest of the Aina is only Midrabbanan. Choshena Parish may Ishtai Samach Levest, Afilu Havin Leibbanan, Kibne Aaron Mason. These children will die. However, one who is Parish will be Zaycha to Banam's Kacharim. Some Sefer says it's Lav Dafka male children, rather it means children who will be accomplished. The Gemara also says one will have Banam Ru'uyim Lohaira, fit to render judgment. The Gemara gives similar brachas to one who was mavdil al hayayim b'matzai Shabbos, and one who was mekadosh es atzmai b'shas tashmish. Chizki explained the nafkamina between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer holds in order to be chayef for entering the Beis Hamikdash tamei, he had to have a yediyah as to whether he was tamei from sheretz or nevela. He has to know specifically. Akiva holds he only needs to know that he was tamei without the specifics. Daf Yud Tes, Kol Parsha Shenemra V'Nishnis, V'Nishnis Ela B'Shvil Dover Shenes Chadish Ba. The Lezer learns out from Ba that a Misasek is Potter from a Chatas. Rashi learned Misasek is a case where he planned on cutting something which was Tolish, and he accidentally cut the Mechuber next to it. The person's only Chayav a Chatas if he intended to cut the plant that was Mechuber, but forgot it's Shabbos, or he didn't know that this Maisa is a Malacha. There's a Machlokes HaMairoim with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, Behelem, Zeh V'Zeh, if one is Chayiv or Putter. There's also a Machlokes if we say Mixes Yediyah Kechol Yediyah. Nafka Mina is where one has two paths, Echad Tameh V'Echad Tahar. Rabbi Yechanan holds Safik Yediyah Kiyediyah, Rish Lakish disagrees. Achal Safik Chela V'Noida, Safik Chela V'Noida, Rabbi holds he must bring a separate Ashim Tali for each Maisa. Perek Shlishi. The person makes a shvua not to eat, and they eat a kol shehu. Rabbi Akiva says they're chayiv, even though normally one is not chayiv for a kol shehu. Shvuch sha'oichel can mean two different things. If one says it's stam, it means shvua I will eat. If one is asked by his friend to eat, and he says sha'oichel, he means to refuse and say she'i oichel lach. Tafchaf. The Gemara is a shak of a tie as to whether the lashon of iser is shvua or mitvis. Mitvis is when one attaches one iser to another. Abaya holds mitvis b'shvua is k'maisi shvua mipiv dami, and Rava holds it's lav k'maisi shvua mipiv dami. Gemara brings a brisa. If one says harei alai shaloi oichal basar shaloi eshta yayin kiyem shemais by aviv kiyem shemais by pleini kiyem shenera gedali ben achikim kiyem sher yushalayim b'chor bana asar. This Gemara is the makor for fasting on the day that a person has a yard site for a parent. Shem Shaloika al Sheker, Kachloika Nami al Shav. The Brisa says HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Zachar v'Shomer at one time. This is Masha Ein Yochel HaPel Adaber, or Masha Ein Oizen Yochel Ishmaya. A person can never perform such a miracle. From this Hekesh of Shomer Zachar, we learn out that women are Chayiv and Kiddush. Even though it's Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama, nevertheless, Kol Sheyeshna Mishmira, Yeshnoi Bizchira. Women are chayiv in Shmiras Shabbos, they cannot do the loisa says, so too they're chayiv in the Zechiras Shabbos in making Kiddush. Taf Chaf Aleph, by Nishba there is Malkus. This we know from the Pasuk of Lo Yanaka, Lo Yanaka Hashem. Shemu Deina Menaka, Amal Beis Nishamata, Malkin Oisai. Rav Kiva said, if a Nazir soaks his bread in wine, we are mitzdarif the bread and wine to a kezayis. This is called Heter Mitzdarif Le'isser. Ravu Shmuel said, if one is Kailo Dvarim HaMutarim in Dvarim HaAsurim, the Shvua can be Chal, even though one was Mushba Va'aymed Mehar Sinai. Even though a bug is less than a kezayis, one is Chayav Malkus because it is a beria. One is chayav from the ila, even less than a kezayis, provided it is a shava pruta. There is an apparent machlokes tanoim if yesh mila b'kainamais or ein mila b'kainamais. If one explicitly assers a kol shehu on themselves, or one says loy etan, all agree that he is chayav, even for a kol shehu. Shnei kainamais mitzdarfin, shtei shvuas ein mitzdarfin. If a person says shvuas shaloy oichel and he eats offer, he is potter. The Gemara blives with the teku as to if shvur shalah eichel offer is b'chol shehu, or if a nazir says shvur shalah eichel chartzon if it's b'chol shehu. The Mishnah lists off the halachas by various group shvus. For example, shvur shalah eichel paschitin upasa'arin upaskusmin. If he eats all three, he's chayiv for each one. Shtia is b'chlal achila. Daf chav gimel. Kain ate tvela kilas, pressed figs, or drank honey or milk, and went into the Beis HaMikdash, and performed the avoida. He's chayiv for doing avoida as a shikr. Achila is not bichlal shtia. Our Mishnah that says one is chayiv for yayin shamu vash is where his friend said, "Come drink with me." The fact, "Come drink with me," these items. The fact he didn't simply say, "No, I won't drink with you," but rather listed out yayin shamu vash is indicative he was mechayiv himself. Akol achas va'achas. Daf chav dalet. Rish Lakish holds Isser Kailo only by Isser Haba Me'elav, like Yom Kippur, which asks all food will include Nevela. However, if it's Ayde Atzmai, like a Shavua, we do not say it. All agree that Isser Maisif is Chal. This is where we add to the existing Isser of Chaticha Hasa, Achas. For example, Chalav Hektish is Aser to eat. If it becomes Noisar, it is now Aser al Gamin Hamizbeach. One who eats it will be Ivor on two Lavin, one for Chalav, one for Noiser. Sh'en kebe Iser Kailo, the Chepse Shal Iser remains the same. We are Kailo additional items, such as Yom Kippur, now will Aser even Kasher food. Iser Kailo is a Machlaikas. One who is Tame and eats Chalav, which is Noiser, from Hektish on Yom Kippur, will be Chayav for Chatos and an Asham. One could be Shail to undo a Shavuah.